Welcome back to Giants.com. With your two-minute drill, I'm John Schmelk. The 2015 NFL schedule is out. Here's what Giant fans had to look forward to. The Giants open up as the first Sunday night football game of the year in Dallas to take on the Cowboys, wasting no time with the NFC East rival right off the bat. After week one, the Giants come home. They take on the Atlanta Falcons and their new head coach, former Seahawks defensive coordinator Dan Quinn. The next week, they play the Redskins on Thursday Night Football. It's the second straight year the Giants have taken on the Redskins on Thursday Night Football. This week, it's in week three. Then in week four, the Giants go to Buffalo to take on the Bills and their new head coach, Rex Ryan. And week five makes it three head coaches in the first 5 weeks, because the Giants host the San Francisco 49ers on Sunday Night Football in week five, Jim Tomsula replacing Jim Harbaugh in San Francisco this offseason. Then the Giants stay playing in prime time. They head to Philadelphia to take on the Eagles, playing that NFC East rival for the first time. Then they play the Dallas Cowboys here at MetLife Stadium. In week eight, at the halfway point, they travel to New Orleans to take on the Saints. Now, the Saints team is changing. They traded Jimmy Graham in the offseason, but that is not a friendly place for the Giants to play. In their last two games against the Saints, the Giants were outscored 97-51. Now let's take a look at the third quarter of the season, starting in week number nine. The Giants take on the Tampa Bay Bucks down in Tampa. Remember, the Bucks had the first pick in the draft, so the Giants might get to see Jameis Winston or Marcus Mariota if the Bucks decide to go with the quarterback. Then the Giants have a chance to host the defending Super Bowl champion, New England Patriots. Bill Belichick, Tom Brady come to town, which will no doubt be a hot ticket, 425 at MetLife Stadium. Then it's a bye, week 11, a very late bye for the Big Blue. After the bye week, the Giants take on the Redskins, the second time they're playing them, and the fifth of their six games against NFC East opponents. The Giants take on the Jets on December 6th. The crosstown rivals the Jets and new head coach in Todd Bowles. That'll be not only a bragging right game, but also a game that could determine the playoff fates of both franchises. Now, let's go to the Final Four. We're in December, folks. The weather's starting to get rough. So what does the NFL do? The Giants, they go to Miami for a little bit of a respite. Monday Night Football, they take on the Dominican Sioux and the Miami Dolphins. The following week on December 20th, the Giants host the Panthers. Of course, former Giants executive Dave Gettleman is trying to bring that franchise back. The Panthers, 7-8-1 last year. They did win the NFC South. Then, December 27th, the league might have did the Giants a favor by sending them to Miami 2 weeks before. No favors this time, heading to Minnesota to take on the Vikings. Remember, the Vikings are playing outdoors this year until their new dome is built, so that'll be a very chilly game. Finally, you head to 2016, the final game of the regular season. The Giants take on the Philadelphia Eagles in Week 17, a game that could decide the playoff fates of both franchises, a big NFC East battle. The league likes to put those division rivalries in the final week because they have a big impact on playoff positioning, and it's no different this year. That's your schedule, everybody. The Giants have five prime time games on the schedule. Two on Monday, two on Sunday, one on Thursday. They open up in Dallas. They play New England here in late November in week number 10. It should be a fun season. We look forward to seeing you out at MetLife Stadium as the Giants know their 2015 schedule.